Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
One thing I've heard from key leaders and pastors who are going after these young people is that even though many of them are leaving in droves, many of those who are leaving really want a mentor. I mean, they really love someone to invest in them. Is that something you've seen as well?
Yes, we really have seen that, especially with the younger people. We've seen with some of the younger gals that once they have a mentor, they tell their other friends, and then their friends all want a mentor as well. As Laura said, 40% of millennials actually do have a mentor in the career world. And I think if they were offered it in the church, they would want this. They have a deep desire to be able to have a relationship and a deep relationship with somebody that's older than them. They have a desire to want to study the word and want to know what it means to live it out. And they have a desire to pass that on to someone else. And it's exciting to see that once they have a mentor. And then, you know, we always say, well, we'll try this for 9 months or we'll try this for a year. And what happens is that they end up being with you for quite a long time.
So great. You know, my hubby and I have a mentor couple. It's been 12 years. We have dinner, candlelight dinner with them once a month. And it's probably not in the structured sense that I think you probably operate in. I want to hear more about that. But I will say, you know, the three things that drew us to them is the way they manage their time, their money, and their pursuit of the Lord. Those were three things. As young, you know, they're down the road from us in all those ways, in the years and maturity and experience. And they've invested in us. And every time I'm writing a book, she prays me through and she reads my chapters and writes in the margins in the pre-process, you know what I mean? So their investment is invaluable. And then they're always a text away if we need them. And they have changed our lives. And so now we're doing that for some other young folks who are coming behind us. But I want you to say more. You were going to speak to this whole idea of mentorship in young people.
Well, it is about relationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts and is built on relationships. Jeff Myers has written a book called Grow Together. And he says that when a young adult person has an adult in their life, they are twice as likely to stay in the church. But when the young person has a mentor, she is three times as likely to stay in the church. We have a huge responsibility to these 78 million millennials. They're stronger and bigger than we are. I'm a boomer. but only 15% claim to be Christians, and they're the ones that are going to have to carry this on.
How did this conviction arise in you? Were you mentored?
I'm the exact opposite of Stephanie. No one mentored me, but one of my top strength finders is Lerner. And so I heard about Christ when I was 16, and I was ferocious about learning about him. So I would seek out people and pastors and preachers and
good
books.
For you.
Yeah. And so I'm very passionate about this because it's lonely and it's hard. And I went up the hard side of the mountain. So it doesn't have to be that way, and it wasn't intended to be that way. We are intentional and we are relational. So we're intentional because we have some curriculum that we feel addresses the needs of a young believer who needs to mature. So we talk about the five basic disciplines that they need to understand, and we match curriculum that helps a mentor address those five disciplines. Being in the Word, praying, not just a grocery list, you know, praying what you, hearing the voice of God, studying Scripture, memorizing Scripture, Holy Spirit, how to not be driven on your own energy, but on the Holy Spirit. And then finally, learning to turn around and witness and tell others. Those are five major cogs in the wheel that should be in place for every Christian, going at 80, 90, 100% as best you can with the Lord, learning all of that. So we have curriculum that addresses that. That's the intentional part. But the relational part is huge. It's the life on life. I mean, I have pictures of my mentees. Cindy and I mentor a couple together. We go to weddings together. Oh boy, do we go to weddings together. You mentor in the 20s, you better have a pocketbook for wedding gifts. But weddings, they come over to my house. They're snoopy. They're very snoopy. They want to know who we are, you know, and what's that magazine and why do you get it? And what do you think about this that just happened on the news? So it's exciting to have that intentional and relational piece come together. And that's what builds trust and vulnerability, honesty. Now you can get into accountability.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.